Well, Jules, no doubt about it. Tough loss today. Never fun when you lose, certainly. But with this series over, you know, I view it like this. Despite what was certainly a disappointing outing today, the Jays have still won 10 of their last 13 games. 13 of 19, if you go a little further out to that Padres series. Yes, they did wrap up a fourth straight series win, but some things to figure out with the rotation and with Bowden Francis in particular. Today, they take a 3-2 lead. They are outscored 4-0 the rest of the way, and it's a 6-3 loss that drops the Jays to 35-30 on the season.
Yeah, it's, listen, you know, you will take the series win for sure, and with the way that the Blue Jays are playing, it's okay if you're maybe not as desperate about this loss as certain losses in the past this season have made you. You know, it's kind of understandable, but still, the one big question that remains, and we will see what the Blue Jays do about this, is Bowden Francis. I have to believe that the conversations, you know, about maybe giving him a bit of a breather are already happening. He is arguably, you know, it pains me to say this because he's such a good guy, but he is arguably the worst starting pitcher of the season so far at this point by ERA and by other metrics as well. Kind of continued today. Maybe we saw a little bit more than we did his last time out, but still barely enough to, you know, get him through three there. So much trouble locating still. He did a decent job of keeping the ball in the park, allows two home runs in that last inning of work there to sort of put things a little bit further out of reach. Another tough one, show, and I have to imagine that we should see some kind of change here, whether that's within approach for Francis himself or someone else taking that spot for a little bit.
You're listening to Jays Talk Show. Ali, Julia Kreutz here with you. We're live on the Sportsnet Radio Network. We're also streaming on sportsnet.ca and on the Sportsnet app. Give us a call, 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell. You can text us as well, 590-590, name and location. The people's text line is always open. Standard messaging and data rates may apply. Yeah, I think that the whole pitching staff, and obviously this includes Francis, but everyone was, I think, at best, like, all right at the best of times today. I mean, the Jays pitchers today as a whole allowed 12 hits, 8 walks. Bowden Francis with 5 of those walks, which is a career high. The Twins turned all of that into 6 runs. Braden Fisher maybe had some bad luck in this first inning of two alongside that odd collision between Clement and Lucas out there, and you hope they're both all right. Yeah. But he was probably the most effective guy, I would say, over two innings. And definitely good to see. There's something there with Braden Fisher. I think for sure. We'll see how he's treated when guys start to come back and he has options. So I'm sure there's going to be some of the options game that is played. I'm not sure when you talk about Bowden Francis, I'm not sure you can run out bullpen days every fifth day and then also continue to get abbreviated starts from Francis, right? Like if you were getting 4 all right starts, essentially, and just in terms of length, right? Because obviously I think you all expect more. You have heightened expectations for Berríos, for Bassett, and for Gausman, right? And I think that it's been an up and down season for them, but I think they're more on the up than down, at least for sure, right in this period of time. But if you were also getting that from Bowden Francis, then I think it'd be more tenable to run out bullpen days. There's no way it is sustainable to have a bullpen day every fifth day and then to get like 3 1/3 or 4 innings from Bowden Francis every fifth day as well. Like something has got to give there. And it essentially means the rotation is walking. I mean, we were talking earlier earlier in the season when the team wasn't scoring a lot of runs that you're walking this really fine line, right? You're walking this tightrope of the pitchers need to be perfect. Well, the bats are starting to come around and have come around in the last month, but you're still walking a fine line because if any one of the starts for Gausman, Bassett, or Berríos go anything less than 6 innings per game at this point, you're kind of in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and it's going to continue until the Blue Jays can figure something out here. There aren't a ton of options, show, and if there were a few more options, then maybe we would have seen a bit of a more drastic decision towards Francis here. And listen, the Blue Jays still believe in him. This is a guy who was great for them last year and who kind of had to, you know, go down and figure some things out as well, whether that's, you know, an IL stint or whatever. But he does have an option remaining, and it does seem like that is what we're walking towards, because you're absolutely correct. This is not just one spot in the starting rotation. We are talking about two spots right now that are just question marks, pretty much, right? Except one of them starts as TBD and the other one starts as Bowden Francis type of thing. The options are still kind of slim. Spencer Turnbull, for example, who was a guy who was signed here to give the Blue Jays some depth, well, his starts in the minors to build up have not gone according to plan. You have John Schneider talking about potential mechanical issues and, weird things that are happening on the mound. Well, that's not really the type of discourse that's going to generate any sort of confidence. Coming back to AAA right now, there's Adam Macko. We checked on his numbers during the game here. He made a good first start for AAA Buffalo, also working his way back from injury. So I doubt that the Blue Jays would want to rush a guy like Adam Macko to the majors. But again, they may not have a choice. Their hand may be forced a little bit there, not just by Macko himself, if he can keep performing, but also by the way that things are going. And maybe, the more available, the more possible option up to this point, depending on what the Blue Jays want to do, would be to just move Eric Lauer to the rotation, give Bowden Francis a bit of a breather, call up another bulk reliever, and continue with that one TBD start. But, now you have Eric Lauer maybe settled into a bit more of a starting role for the time being. I don't know how you feel about that. I certainly don't know what the Blue Jays are thinking here, but it sounds like that might be a way to get some sort of stability outside of the big three here.
Yeah, I think the team is going to have to, out of necessity, cobble together, at least with internal options right now, because, of course, there's the other option is obviously go and trade for someone, but I can't imagine the asking prices are anything but astronomical on June 8th, right?
Right.
I think if you get closer to the deadline, that might change, which is generally speaking why you don't see a lot of trades happen, like just period, right? But this far out from the deadline. But you're going to have to cobble together internally two starts every 5 days out of Lauer, Schultz, I would imagine. I mean, and Schultz could get options, certainly. That's definitely a part of this. Spencer Turnbull, who has to be added to the active roster. Otherwise, he can elect free agency, I believe. And he made his final start with the Bisons a couple nights ago. And let's face it, it wasn't great, honestly.
Right.
So there's that to keep in mind. I'm sure Easton Lucas, they have no choice but to use him at least as part of a solution. Max Scherzer, again, we heard over the last couple of days that Scherzer is going to be throwing in either a simulated game or an actual Florida Complex League game, I think on Tuesday. No, I'm not sure if it was today or if it was supposed to be a little later on in the week, but at some point soon,
yeah,
to the point where he was going to get three innings, and then moving forward, Scherzer was going to be moved quickly if things go well, right? So either way, he was going to be facing batters and then moving on from there. So he's going to be a part of the solution. Then, like you said, there are other guys like Macko. And to Jules's point, he made his first start off the IL today. This is from WGR's Pat Malacaro, who's the voice of the Bisons. Four-inning hitless start, struck out four with three walks, 62 pitches, 32 strikes. He'll probably also be a part of figuring out that solution. But I mean, even if we're just talking about the next turn in this spot, like five days from today, I mean, I'm not sure it's Adam Macko or Max Scherzer are going to be part of that very immediate solution. So yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sure you can, especially I think if it lines up for Bowden to be facing the Phillies again in Philadelphia, I'm not sure you can let that next start go through. I'm not sure you can.
Because we saw how the first start against the Phillies went, right? This is a team that hits the ball extremely hard and likes to hit the ball out of the park. Kyle Schwarber especially. Some tough left-handed hitters in that lineup. Of course, Bryce Harper is now on the IL, so you don't have to worry about him. But this is still an extremely dangerous Phillies lineup that, got to Francis early and often his last time out. And you can't really see the start against the Twins as a step forward necessarily. I think that there was a little bit more life on the fastball at points, and then at other points it just seemed like he couldn't really locate it so many times. We saw him miss his spots today with that fastball, including for a couple of home runs. The first one, sure, it wasn't the worst pitch in the world. It did seem like Francis didn't really go where he wanted to go with that fastball. It rode in on the batter. He just hit it out. The second one, it was a Christian Vasquez home run. He got all of that one. He knew exactly what was coming in that spot. And, it's not just that. It's the fact that you see Francis at 0-2 or 1-2 pretty commonly he cannot finish a batter off. All of a sudden it's 3-2. All of a sudden he has walked, or it's a single, whether that's a bloop single or a hard hit ball. There's so many times here where we watched Francis work himself into a good count and he is unable to finish guys off. That has become the most important part of all of this for Francis. And it obviously one of the toughest things to do, right, as a major leaguer is to get that strike three. Absolutely. We all understand that. But if he is unable to do it right now, then maybe for right now, he is not a major league starting pitcher.
Yeah.
And you have to accept the reality of this, even though it puts you in a little bit of an inconvenient situation, let's put it like that, with two spots to fill in the rotation. Tough one, show. And it really does take away from what up to this point had been a very, very good weekend for the Blue Jays, taking a fourth series in a row, the bats coming through, comeback wins, all of that. And listen, you and I spoke about this. The Blue Jays are never really out of it, right? They were fighting on the way to the end here. You kind of expect them to somewhat put up a fight. Just couldn't do it today. And kind of an unfortunate way to wrap up this trip to Minnesota.
On the text line, 590-590, name and location. We'll go to the phones in a sec. But a lot of texts, I think, echoing what we're talking about here, right? Forbes in Toronto, with Francis' opponents, OPS over 1,000 in his last 8 starts. How can the Jays keep running him out there? He's hurting them every start, and they are in a playoff race. It's not fair to Francis or the team as a whole. He also struggled during the spring. So this isn't just a little funk or a dead arm period. He should be sent down to get right. Anyone else or a combination of options is better than him. They also can't wait on Scherzer getting healthy to act. They have to pursue a different option. Francis should not start again. Jalen from Whitby, this team desperately needs another starting pitcher because running Francis out there every fifth day has practically been a guaranteed loss every turn through the rotation since the season started. Dale in Nova Scotia, I know the Jays are in a tough spot having to use their bullpen for the fifth spot in the rotation, but if they're serious about being a postseason team, the honeymoon is over with Bowden and Francis. There are like a lot of texts like that, we're being honest. Like, look, Mike in Victoria, looks like with Francis starting, we have 2 bullpen days out of every 5, not a recipe for success. We are 1 pulled muscle away from 3 in 5 days for a bullpen. Yeah, and talking about like the rest of those guys being on a knife's edge. And I mean, hey, credit to Gausman, Berríos, and Bassett for, I think, more or less turning things around because after some question marks existed with them for a good chunk of the season. But also, I mean, they're also very durable, all 3 of them, right? Like, knock on wood, yeah, certainly. But I mean, during their whole careers, certainly Bassett had the arm injury very early in his career. But like, for the most part, they've all been very, very durable for years and years and years now. And I think you can, to a certain extent, when it's been this consistent, you can kind of count on it. But
right,
to Mike's point, I mean, freak things happen all the time. I mean, it was during Gausman's tenure as a Blue Jay pretty early on. Remember when he got smoked by the comebacker?
I do.
And I think what only saved him from an even longer stint on the IL was the fact that he had like high top shoes on. So I mean, like, that kind of stuff can happen,
yeah,
right?
Crazy things happen for sure.
I just don't know if you want to, or if you can, not even want to, if you can take that risk. 416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eddie in Fort Erie. Eddie, what's up? Welcome to JSOC, man.
Thank you, Sean and Julia, for taking my call as always. Always good to talk to both of you.
You too, man. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? I looked at this series as a see what happens approach. And the reason I say that is because we all know how tough the Twins have played the Blue Jays over the last couple of years, not just in the playoffs, but you think about who the Blue Jays were throwing in this series. First, it was the bullpen game with a whole lot of relievers, and then Gausman yesterday, who they've really owned a lot, whether he's tipping his pitches or whatever like that, but they've had his number, and then today with Francis. And you know what? I'm happy that we won the series despite all of that. And I'll tell you both something right now. After watching what happened yesterday, by how the Twins lost the series, I thought to myself, if the Twins had lost this game today, this sweep could have defined their season. Because when you have all this stuff, a line for the Twins, to do a lot of damage, you would have thought, okay, this is going to be their series. But you know what? It wasn't that way. And you know what? I really feel like if they had lost this game, this could have defined their season. So it was a whole lot of things that I saw out of this. But you know what? I'm happy with how still good that the Jays are playing, but now wipe it away and get ready for St. Louis, because you know what? Just like the Twins are playing good, so are the Cardinals. So I'm looking forward to this, to the St. Louis series.
Hey, Eddie, thanks for the call. Appreciate you joining us, as always. Yeah, I think that's a relatively healthy way to look at it, right, Jules? Like, no question, you're not going to enjoy this game because it was kind of like a ho-hum loss. It felt very frustrating. You kind of watched it slip away at different points, right? I mean, the Blue Jays had a lead in this game, 3-2 with some pretty good hitting early in the game, and then Joe Ryan picked it up. He wrapped up his start. The Twins turned it over to a pretty, I mean, I know these guys got yesterday, but Griffin Jacks and Sands and Duran, these guys did not get got for a second straight day, and they managed to lock it down, something they have done to great effect for the Twins more or less all year. And that's all she wrote. But yeah, I think I'm not going to let it color the entire season, because let's face it, we talked about this in the pregame show, and this is just the reality of sports, not just baseball. You're not going to win every single game forever.
Right.
But I do think, now that you've seen what this is, to go back to the Baden Francis of it all, you know, you want to see them be proactive with finding a solution. Because for me at least, now that we've seen this a number of times in a row, to all the texters' points, if they roll out Francis again on, I don't know, Friday or Saturday or whenever it lines up for the Phillies series, I mean, I'm not really sure what the defense is for that. I'll be completely honest.
Yeah.
And I know there are not a lot of like slam dunk options, but still.
Yeah, that's no longer, I think, a defendable argument either, because it can't get much worse than what we're seeing right now. And to one of our texters' points, it's not fair to Bowden Francis either, right? This is a guy who clearly needs a reset. And I'm not just talking about the way that he's pitching, which if you take it at bat to at bat, you will see that, you know, there was at least an effort to pitch inside a little bit more, but he was still missing a ton with those pitches, and then just, you know, falling back into the habit of just going outside. But it's also body language. It's also, you know, the expression on his face when he is missing those spots and when he's allowing those walks and the home runs and all of that. You're seeing how much he is uncomfortable right now, how out of his element he is for whatever reason. We don't know what is happening mechanically, mentally, physically. There's so many factors that play into what we're seeing on the field right now. But in whatever way you slice it, it doesn't look like he's having a good time either. And so if you want to do what's best for your team and what's best for your player beyond this moment, this may be one of those moments where you need to give him a breather. You need to give him a reset and figure something else out, because this is certainly about right now, but it is also about this pennant race. It is also about this wild card race, and all of these games may matter a little bit more, especially when you're talking about an American League rival such as the Twins. You take the series, you're sure going to be happy about that, but there's a lot left to figure out until the Blue Jays can sort of, you know, and I'm not saying that they're going to cruise at any point this season, show, but you know, you take away one question mark out of this rotation, the Blue Jays are in a much better spot. And we're seeing a rising team here. We're seeing a team that is figuring some things out, putting some runs on the board, you know, getting into a bit of a streak, of a winning streak. And that spot in the rotation right now is kind of the barrier. It's kind of the hurdle that they can't really clear in order to go on a streak like the Twins did early on, or create some form of separation in the wild card race. I was even looking at the standings, honest to God, and kind of calculating how much they would need to do here to catch up to the Yankees. It doesn't seem that far out of reach, but
sure,
you need to have some answered questions when it comes to that starting spot.
Speaking of that starting spot, because of course today's show is all about what do you do with Bowden Francis. Of course, that's more or less all John Schneider was asked about in his post-game availability. It was short and sweet from John Schneider, and it was all about Bowden Francis. So why don't we hear it? Here is today's post-game availability from the skipper, John Schneider, after a 6-3 loss in Minnesota.
It looked like Bowden was trying to make some adjustments.
Yeah.
More fastballs in, more sliders. Why do you think it didn't really work out?
Man, early I thought his stuff was good, and he was just kind of missing, you know. I mean, they weren't budging. They had a good approach. It's a similar approach to Gauss, you know, kind of back-to-back days with the stuff. And they kind of just warm out pitch count wise, you know, the homers, both on heaters, they warm down basically, you know, the walks are going to hurt you. And, I thought early his stuff was better, you know, or as it should be, and just some close misses and the walks end up catching up to you.
As he's going through this, how does his composure look to you on the mound?
I think he's the same. You know, I think when we talk about Bowden, we talk about his demeanor and being very present and being very calm. I'm sure he's frustrated, you know, when you talk to him. But he's, you know, going to go out and compete and try to put you in position to win.
Do you guys have to sit down and have a discussion about what's best for him, what's best for the team as far as making his next start?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Pete and him have been, you know, working really hard in between, and we need him, you know. That's the bottom line. We need him to help contribute and be the pitcher that he can be. So you keep working to make adjustments. And, again, I think his stuff is where it should be. It's just the mix and the location of it. You got to tighten up a little bit. That's all.
John, would you have any consideration of just to maybe get going, putting in front of an opener or something like that?
Yeah. I haven't thought of that yet, no. I think that, you know, we're kind of doing that with one spot in the rotation already, so you don't want to wear guys out. But we trust him. You know, he's shown that he can do it. We just got to figure out a way to get him back on track.
Do you have an update on Max?
Yeah, Max was good. He threw a 3-inning, 50-pitch sim game down in Florida. Varsh actually participated in that, which was nice. Actually took him deep. Max will probably laugh about that, but he felt good through all his pitches. He's going to throw a side on his normal turn here and kind of see where we go from there.
In Florida, or will he meet you guys?
He's going to throw it in Florida, and then we'll go from there, yeah.
So there you go. That's a short and sweet from John Schneider. So I guess we can work backwards. You heard the update on Scherzer. So it was today. There you go. It was actually earlier today. And good to see. I suppose that's a semi-positive update. As for the rest of it, Jules, it doesn't sound like John Schneider has any designs on not letting Bowden Francis make his next start. So I guess, question mark, pencil in Bowden Francis for a start against the Phillies in 5 days' time or five, 6 days with the off day?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm very surprised to hear it in those, you know, pretty uncertain terms in which John Schneider is saying, nope, I don't think so. The stuff is where it should be. Sequencing and location is what he needs to tighten up. So yeah, pretty much that is what we expect is Bowden Francis to be back. And to start in turn, not even an opener being discussed here, show as per Shai's question there to John Schneider. Doesn't seem like that's something that we're going to see. And I thought Schneider's answer was pretty funny in which he said, well, you know, we're already doing that with one spot in the rotation. Well, Bowden Francis is kind of working as your opener right now. The only difference is that, you know, it's unofficial and it's resulted in a lot of come from behind situations for the Blue Jays. So I don't know. I'm not necessarily happy with that. I don't think that it answers any of the questions.
I think many people are going to be happy with that.
I mean, how can you? I understand that the options are slim, but this can't really go on any further. And Bowden Francis saw the Phillies very recently. Did not go well for him. So you kind of wait and see on how that one is going to shape up. And you hope that the offense is on that day as well, show.
416-870-0590, 1-888-666-0590, *590 on your cell. Those are the numbers to call if you want to weigh in on Bowden Francis or on the Blue Jays at large. 590-590, name and location is the people's text line. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. That's the way you can reach us text-wise as well. Let's take a quick break here, Jules. And when we come back, we'll go back to the phones, back to the text line, and we'll take a look around Major League Baseball as well. A lot of the American League East games actually hadn't gotten started when our game got started.
Right.
So a lot of games still going on. We'll take a look at the Bet365 standings update. Still lots to come. We're here until the top of the hour. You're listening to Blue Jays Talk. That's Julia. I'm Sho. We're back in a flash on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
2-2. Swing and a ground ball, left side, past the dive of the third baseman Lee into left field. Bichette around third, he comes in to score. Up to third goes Vladdy with a dive into the bag. It's an RBI single for Alejandro Kirk, and we're tied again. 2-2 in the third inning.
That's Ben Shulman with the call of Alejandro Kirk's RBI single that did tie the game early on. That made it 2-2, as you heard. But the Blue Jays, while they would go on to make it 3-2, they would get outscored 4-0 the rest of the way. And it's a 6-3 loss for the Blue Jays to wrap up this series in Minnesota. Welcome back to Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Show Ali, Julia Kreutz here with you. Before we go back to the phones, before we go back to the text line as well, let's check out the Bet365 standings update. At Bet365, you can bet on popular markets like hits, home runs, and total bases. Download the app and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 19 plus. Play responsibly. Ontario only. So like I said, Jules, before the break, there's a lot of these games actually hadn't started yet,
right.
Primarily because the Red Sox and Yankees are playing each other. That's Sunday Night Baseball. It doesn't start for a while. We have our game, again, a 6-3 loss. They had the earlier game, which was the Rays narrowly edging the Miami Marlins. So the Rays win that one 3-2. And then you have the Baltimore Orioles taking on the Athletics, and the Athletics are up 4-1 right now, bottom of the fifth inning. So we'll see if that holds, I suppose, that result holds. But with everything else being equal, here's how things look in the American League East. The Yankees, 39-24. The Rays are 35-30. The Blue Jays are also 35-30. The Boston Red Sox, 31-35. And again, Yankees, Red Sox playing each other. And mid-game so far entering play, the Orioles, 26-37. And if you look at the wild card race too, which I guess we can kind of start doing, I mean, yeah. I know this is going to change so much between now and even the All-Star break, which is not that far away. And of course the All-Star break is before the trade deadline, but as things stand right now, you have three teams, all of whom are 35-30. You have the Twins, Rays, and Blue Jays are all 35-30. So they are essentially all tied for, I guess, all of the wild card spots, essentially.
Yeah.
That's how things work right now.
That is how things work right now. And you can really see just, you know, even below that show, how murky the playoff picture is in the American League right now, right?
Yeah, the Guardians are 34-30, so they're half a game back. The Royals are 34-32. They're 1.5 games back. The Mariners are 32-31. They're 2 games back. I mean, even the Angels are 4 games back. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to change essentially like every half day. It's going to change depending on when games start and finish, right? So something we'll be continually keeping an eye on. We got a couple minutes before we get out of here. So let's talk about a couple of the positives we saw today. You heard the Kirk RBI single from Ben. That was the single to tie the game. It was yet another hit with 2 strikes. And then Kirk picks off Ty France to end the third inning with 2 on and 2 out for Bowden Francis. So Kirk doing a little bit of everything today. Definitely the positives continue, I think, generally speaking, for Kirky.
Yeah, maybe you saw what Tyler Heineman did yesterday and said, no.
Yeah.
If you can do it, so can I. Obviously not a homer, but 109 miles per hour off the bat. He continues to hit the ball extremely hard. And we're seeing it too, Sho. We're seeing it in the way that he is swinging the bat, that he's trying to do more. He's trying to do damage, and then obviously gets to 2 strikes. It is a bit of a different approach, but he is still absolutely clobbering the baseball, which is one of the best, honestly, the best developments for the Blue Jays, given the way that the season started for Alejandro Kirk. And then on the other side of the ball, we know who he is, right? This is one of the best defensive catchers in the game. He just continues to sort of find ways to surprise and to get those key outs. So I, you know, as long as Cal Raleigh plays baseball, it'll be really difficult for a guy like Kirk to get a Silver Slugger award for sure. But I will say this, a Gold Glove is not out of the question here. Raleigh is also a tremendously good defensive catcher, but what Kirk is doing this season has put him in the upper echelon when it comes to defense. And he has his shortcomings for sure, right? When you look at pop time, for example, if he's trying to catch a runner stealing, that is not going to be the best. But he has more than made up for that with arm accuracy and even, you know, improving his arm when it comes to strength as well. So this is just a continuation, honestly, of Kirk's efforts to better himself defensively. And this is a big reason why the Blue Jays wanted to extend him, want him to keep him around. It's that, you know, he keeps improving, and we're seeing it on both sides of the ball right now. Just did it again today, really, right?
Yeah, he continues to be great. I do think it's an uphill battle for Kirk to be an all-star. Let me rephrase that. To at least be the starter in the all-star game, because it's a fan vote thing. Right now, I think if Blue Jays fans rally, you could, in theory, vote Kirk into the all-star game. And he's having a good enough season that I think most Blue Jays fans will vote for him. But I mean, Cal Raleigh is having such an unbelievable season that I think even like people who are not Blue Jays fans who will vote, I think will see the numbers. And I think, and again, rightfully, I think vote for Cal Raleigh because he's having an incredible year. But I mean, I think Kirk would deserve a nod as a bench player. You know what I mean? As just being nominated to the team, because he's been very, very good so far. What were your thoughts on Alan Roden? I know you said to me in the pregame show that you were looking forward to seeing what Roden has. Hey, yeah. He had his first hit, but also his first RBI, but first hit since mid-April. April 15th was the last time he had a hit in the majors. And of course, he's been a good chunk in between then and now in the minors. But still, what were your impressions of Alan Roden just getting his second start since getting called back up?
Yeah, that was a weird double, a weird RBI double, kind of just found an open spot in
Wallner
between outfield.
Walner aided in that play. Felt bad.
It was tough, right? But that is what you do. That is what happens when you put the ball in the bat and just, try to put the ball in play. That is what he did there. That is very much Alan Roden's game. Other than that, it was meh, but you kind of have to see it as a step forward. If he keeps putting together long at bats and if he keeps showing you that he has an understanding of what pitchers are trying to do to him, then yeah, why not, try to slide him in there a few more times.
Before we go, I'm just going to read a couple more text, Jules.
Yep.
Again, 590-590 is how you can always reach us. Drew in Ottawa says, it's starting to feel like a change for Francis would help, perhaps a Y-Rod-type change in the bullpen where he can become more aggressive in short stints. The trade deadline needs for this team are becoming more obvious. Andrew from Kitchener, end the Bowden experiment before the season slips away. Send him down. I'd rather see two bullpen days and Francis throwing meatballs middle every pitch. It's kind of funny. And then Tango from Ottawa. And we talked about this yesterday a little bit. When will Alec Manoah be available to start pitching? Now, I believe he is going to face live batters this week. But before we go, I do think if Manoah pitches for the Blue Jays, let's say at some point in August, I think that's a win. But I think it also means that you can't necessarily depend on that. And I think the conversation is much the same with Max Scherzer.
Yeah. Listen, you kind of hope for the best, but you have to prepare for not the best. Yeah. I don't even want to say prepare for the worst because I think that's a little too doomsday-y for my taste, but you have to prepare for things to not go according to plan, right?
Yeah.
Alec Manoah, honestly, is such a big example in not that long ago, right? Did the Blue Jays kind of have all their chips in him, and rightfully so, because he had such a tremendous season. And then it just derailed for them. And that is, one of the first times that we started talking about the workload for the other starters, for the veteran starters in this rotation. And part of me just can't believe that we're here again. And again, we are insisting in this. The Blue Jays seem to be just committed to keeping this going. So yeah, we'll see about Alec Manoah. We'll see about Max Scherzer. Situation is not great for that spot right now, Show.
6-3, the Blue Jays lose the Twins to wrap up this series in Minneapolis. They head to St. Louis starting tomorrow. Blue Jays baseball brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Lindsay and Port Perry. Crown Rust proud to be Canadian-owned and operated since 1986. Protect your vehicle from rust today at your local Crown Rust Control Center or visit crown.com. Crown, Canada's number one rust protection. For Julia, Ben Schulman, Chris LaRue, Tom Young, Nick Blackmore, I'm Show Ali. We are out of here. B&B back for the St. Louis series. I'm back next weekend. We'll talk to you later.